Welcome to the Prophet University audio series. Here are your hosts, Bill Kennard and Tom Grandy.
Welcome to the Prophet University audio series. I'm Bill Kennard, along with our company's founder, Tom Grandy. This month's program is titled Upselling to Maximize Profits. Tom, every company wants to maximize their profits. One of the best ways of doing that is through upselling, right?
That's right, Bill. I mean, it seems simple to say, do you want to upsize your order or add fries? But the reality is, those simple statements require training. Steve's presentation is relatively short, but very specific in terms of how to create an upselling program.
Oh, you're right, Tom. The goal is to upsell 10 to 25% of the time. Steve Kasha is one of the most widely published and quoted authorities within the trades industry on the topics of customer service and soft skills. His soft skills curriculum is taught worldwide at colleges and career centers. His strategies cut through the clutter and focus on the key tactical behaviors which enable a company to become a world-class organization. An avid researcher of customer service trends, Kasha conducted one of the industry's first studies of stress in the customer service environment. Steve has earned the Certified Speaking Professional designation from the National Speakers Association. The CSP is the highest earned designation for a professional speaker worldwide. And now, with upselling to maximize profits, here's Steve Kasha with this month's Prophet University audio series presentation.
For many professionals, upselling is one of the least understood business behaviors, which can have the most dramatic impact on revenue and profitability. Upselling is sometimes referred to as cross-selling. However, for simplicity's sake, let's refer to it as upselling throughout the course of this audio program. So if upselling is such a great business practice, why don't more companies do it? Perhaps the answer lies in the fact that upselling is a behavior which needs to be trained, and this requires scripted upselling suggestions to customers. And it also requires a stable infrastructure and good organization to maximize upselling possibilities. To help introduce this topic of upselling, allow me to share a true story which occurred recently on a Friday night. My wife arrived home from work and she was seething, frustrated due to an unpleasant experience at a local food takeout establishment. An hour or so prior to her rough entry into our house, she had telephoned me as she prepared to leave her office with a suggestion of picking up some takeout food, fried chicken, on the way home. It sounded like a good idea to me. Our pleasant telephone conversation was in stark contrast to her current behavior. "What happened?" I asked, curious as to what could have caused so much frustration and angst. My wife then proceeded to describe her exchange with the food takeout store cashier. For starters, the cashier seemed more interested in his conversation with a coworker than in serving customers. And being a person with a genuinely pleasant nature, my wife overlooked his discourteous behavior and proceeded to place an order for 12 pieces of chicken. The cashier quickly rang up the order and held out his hand in a gesture requesting payment, even before my wife could request a side dish. "I wasn't finished ordering yet," she said. The cashier responded by rolling his eyes in a gesture expressing inconvenience at what he perceived to be additional work. She continued by ordering side dishes of green beans and rice, and then paused as she considered whether or not to order biscuits. Again, the cashier quickly totaled up the order and held out his hand for payment before my wife had an opportunity to order the biscuits. Adding biscuits to the order seemed to irritate the cashier even further, as it required him to adjust the cash register transaction and to undo the previous total. Certain that she was now finished with her order, he again rang up the total, only to be disappointed to learn that my wife also wanted a slice of cheesecake for our son. As her account unfolded in agonizing detail, all I could think about was the absence of upselling. Did anyone train the cashiers to ask, "What else may I get for you?" In my opinion, The absence of upselling is unfortunately pervasive within numerous segments of the business community. It's a skill that I learned as a 16-year-old working for a local meat market. My boss taught me a number of important lessons, among them the basics of upselling. He explained to me that if I gave each customer what they intended to buy, then I had not sold them anything. My boss said, "Making a suggestion to interest and motivate a customer to buy something they did not intend to buy, that was upselling," he instructed. Opportunities to upsell abound in every segment of business. When executed with courtesy and skill, upselling can add significant revenue to orders. You want fries with that? Millions of additional revenue has been generated with that simple suggestion. If we were to define exactly what upselling is, the definition would go like this. Upselling is offering a suggestion to an already receptive buyer to enhance the value of his or her purchase. I'll say that again. Upselling is offering a suggestion to an already receptive buyer to enhance the value of his or her purchase. Upselling does not include aggressive selling tactics. The purpose of upselling is to build a mutual benefit so that both you and the customer win. Timing is an important element in upselling. Wait until the customer's wallet is out, their guard is down, and business rapport is high. When these factors are not favorable, upselling success is limited. In the same way that he who has the most time pressure does worse in a sales or negotiating scenario, the same thing applies to upselling. Timing is important. Pace your speech, your breathing, and your demeanor so that you do not appear rushed, desperate, or pushy. In sales, 90% of success is based on emotional response. It has been proven that people buy from people they like. Therefore, upselling tactics must preserve the positive momentum established when a customer is ready to buy. Calm, courteous, and friendly upselling works best. Since upselling involves emotions, ask customers how they feel, not what they think, about adding suggested items to their order. Action verbs such as gain, improve, and save, along with words that express benefits such as new, free, and proven, are likely to appeal to customers' emotions. Consider the mental frame of mind of a customer who is buying from you. They are receptive, their wallet is out, and they perceive value. This is an optimal upselling scenario. Yet how often do employees forget to leverage this very setting to their advantage to gain additional revenue and profit? For this reason, there are two key requirements to ensure successful upselling. The first requirement is training and infrastructure, which both reminds and simplifies the upselling process. The second requirement is a carefully thought-out list of products which go together naturally. This natural pairing of products is a vital element for any organization who wishes to achieve upselling success. Here are some examples of natural product pairing. Hamburgers and fries, printers and ink toner, shirts and ties, MP3 players and batteries, computers and a surge protector. You get the idea? Upselling is more contingent on management's role in training and establishing scripted suggestions to customers. For those listeners of this program who wish to create your own upselling vernacular, here are five of the most successful upselling scripts. They are the recommend script, in which you recommend something to a customer. The suggestion script, whereas you make a suggestion to a customer. The consulting script. This is where you base your suggestion on your expertise. The comforting script. In this script, you convey how many others are benefiting from your product. No one likes to be the only one. There's comfort in numbers. And the questioning script. This is where you qualify a customer's need. Here are some examples of how these scripts work. The recommend script sounds this way. I think you should also get our new long life batteries. The suggestion script sounds like this. You may also want to add our new thermal protection. Here's how the consulting script sounds. I have learned that the best value for the money is our new Platinum series. This is the comforting script. Everyone else just loves the latest model. And the questioning script sounds like this. By the way, did you know we have our new ink toner on special this week at just $15? When asking questions, always create interest by including the suggested value in the question sentence. The wrong way to ask a question is to say, "Would you like to hear about our specials?" The correct way to ask a question is, "By the way, did you know we have our ink toner on special this week at just $15? The second correct example includes the value. Training employees to say these scripts in a voice that's enthusiastic, persuasive, and certain is management's key role. This is because the tone of voice which an employee uses when making an upselling suggestion is a vital part of upselling success. The role of management is to establish training and organization for upselling success. This is vital. In the absence of training and organization, upselling behaviors will be sporadic and inconsistent, thereby squandering potential revenue and profits. At best, management should expect an upselling success rate of 10 to 25% when suggesting product pairings to customers. But you can only achieve this 10 to 25% success rate if you remember to make the upselling suggestion 100% of the time. To achieve this, employees require an infrastructure which both reminds them and suggests the natural product pairings. Depending on your business model, there are many methods for accomplishing this. If your employees are using a desktop computer or a computerized cash register, the natural pairings can be programmed into the system's database. This way, when one item such as a printer is purchased, the system will automatically suggest the natural pairings, which might include an ink toner or a surge protector. Doing this in advance requires management's best time and effort to create a well-thought-out list of all product pairing options. I suggest that managers create a team of employees to brainstorm the lists of product pairings. After this, managers should organize the brainstormed lists into an application such as Microsoft Excel, which can sort the product pairings. If employees are not using a desktop computer, but are working out in the field, for example, then management should create printed lists of natural product pairings, which field employees can take with them. These printed lists may be printouts of the Excel worksheets, with the natural product pairings listed in an organized fashion. These printouts should include a revision date, and they should be updated routinely to ensure that employees have the latest information handy. Having access to the information is one thing. Training employees to use the information is something else entirely. A manager often believes that investing time in training costs too much and takes employees away from the real work at hand. But these are bad excuses. When it comes to employee development, the cost of training is always less than the cost of ignorance, especially in improving upselling skills, which will add revenue to each sale. When management invests the appropriate amount of time in planning, preparation, and training, then upselling success is more likely to occur. Management training should include techniques for how to deal with and overcome rejection. Employees who are diligent and well-trained will achieve an upselling success rate of 10 to 25%, which means their upselling suggestion is being rejected 75 to 90% of the time. This rejection can result in diminished enthusiasm and professionalism during the vital upselling moment. Remember that timing is an important element of successful upselling. To help employees deal with rejection, managers should focus on a concept called the sphere of control. A customer's choice to either buy or not buy is outside of an employee's sphere of control. Consider the sphere. It is a round bubble which engulfs an employee, and everything inside the sphere is within the control of an employee. This includes the employee's behaviors such as verbal skills, tone of voice, nonverbal demeanor, the smile, eye contact, the greeting, courtesy. You get the idea? Outside of the sphere is the customer's response to an upselling suggestion. Since an employee can only control what is within their sphere, they should therefore not become frustrated or upset about things which are outside of their sphere of control. Managers should urge employees to leverage and utilize all their communication skill assets which exist within their sphere of control. Doing this must be a constant reminder, and the words sphere of control ought to become part of a company's internal vernacular, so it becomes pervasive within the organization. The sphere of control applies to many more behaviors than just upselling skills. But let's consider the impact of this simple and common sense approach. From a very basic level, getting frustrated and upset about outcomes which we cannot control is a form of temporary insanity. Why expend emotional energy on something that employees can't control in the first place? For more information on the sphere of control, check out my company's video entitled Customer Service Stress Relief. This video includes numerous stress-relieving strategies for sales and service professionals like ourselves. Upselling opportunities abound in many other areas within an organization. This includes the blank, white space which exists on company envelopes, invoices, packing slips, and receipts. Most finance applications allow data fields for special offers and reminders. These are both upselling opportunities. Customized envelopes can be printed at very low cost, which can also include upselling suggestions. Another way to upsell is to bundle products together to create a higher perceived value and to also increase your revenue per sale. Bundling is a terrific technique for moving out old inventory which has a low perceived value on its own. This older product, when bundled with something new, is perceived differently by customers due to the bundling synergy. In my own company, I tripled the revenue potential of one product by bundling it with something else. The combination of products I innovated resulted in additional value for the customers and more revenue for my company. This was a clear case of the win-win outcome we strive for in business. By now, you get the idea that upselling opportunities are limitless, and what is required is planning, preparation, and organization. Being innovative is a key part of achieving business success. So go ahead and think way outside the box. I hope that this program on upselling to maximize sales has been helpful to you and your organization.
As always, we welcome your feedback on each month's presentation. Please feel free to give us a call at 877-202-8891. The vision of Grandy & Associates is quite simple. We teach companies how to run profitable businesses.
For more information on how we do that, check out our website at www.grandyassociates.com or give us a call at 1-877-202-8891. Profit University Audio Series is produced and distributed by Grandy & Associates. If we can be of service to you, give us a call on our toll-free line at 1-877-202-8891. Until next month, remember, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.